It's Jonathan and Kitty, and we are joined today by a couple of very special guests, actresses who appear in the Tony Award-winning musical The Color Purple, which is at Overture Hall through the 23rd of February. Welcome to Sandy Lee and Shadra Ariel.
Hello.
Ladies, good morning. All right, so Kitty, you're just fresh off the show, and Kitty, when we have these late night shows, comes in a little tired, but you were kind of re-energized by this one, weren't you?
Oh, definitely. I didn't really know what to expect from the musical version because I had, 30 years ago when you people weren't born, I read the book and saw the movie, and I remembered it just being really sad is what my memory of it was. But this is more uplifting with, sadness and serious issues included as well. Which one of you wants to tell us about the story?
Miss Ariel.
Ariel, are you in or Sandy?
Well, let's go. So this story is pretty much following Celie's journey to love and triumph. And you get to see her grow from 14 all the way up until the end where she truly finds herself. And you get a few surprises. Suge Avery comes to town. Our very own Sandy Lee. And it's just awesome. It's an awesome story to share and awesome story to watch. And hopefully you guys can see it.
So now when, as far as the roles that you two played, so Sandy, you, when it was on Broadway, was Jennifer Hudson your role? Is that right?
Or no? Yes.
Okay. So yes. Was that intimidating and inspiring for you? Or
I wasn't intimidated. I really was overcome with joy. Let me tell you, I got a quick story about that, actually.
Sure.
When I went in for my costume fitting, the mock shoes that they had me to try on to, get a gauge of, the size of my foot were the actual shoes that Jennifer Hudson wore on Broadway. And I was like, I saw, Jay Hud in the shoe, and I was like, so whose shoes? And it was like, no, those are really her shoes. And I started bawling. I was like, y'all just give me a moment. We had to, pause the fitting for a little second. So I'm not intimidated. I just know the caliber of work that has played this part. And so it's a joy to try to make my own mark on it.
Sure.
and approach the character from my own perspective with the same amount of power. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So that's the goal for me every night and just throughout this journey in general.
It's amazing that she was literally filling her shoes.
I know. That's very cool.
And I just started crying. I called my mom.
She said, "Who has bigger feet?"
I got bigger feet.
We're talking with Sandy Lee and Shadra Ariel from the touring production of The Color Purple. And Sandy, just one more thing about the Jennifer Hudson thing. You had actually been on American Idol as well.
Yes.
So that added to the, maybe the karma of what was happening for you. You're following her and it's going to be big things.
Yeah, it's,
you to talk about American Idol.
I see. Idol was a very interesting journey. To be honest with you, the artist and the person that I was then, I'm totally different now. I was so stricken with fear then. I did it in college. A friend of mine who made it further than I did. His name is George Lovett. Y'all look him up. I love my friend.
What was his name again?
George Lovett.
Okay.
Ended up going to the live show. And so he was like, Sandy, we should go to American Idol. But while he came to my apartment, I was like, boy, I ain't going to American Idol. What you talking about? So we literally piled in his car and put our little money together, our little piece of, we didn't have no money at the time. And we all took a car from Savannah, Georgia to Atlanta. And we all auditioned and we all made it.
Wow.
And so we end up.
What did you sing at the beginning?
I sang. What did I sing? I think it was Rumor Has It. No, or was it? I think it was. It was Neither One of Us.
Okay.
That's all what right. It was. Neither One of Us. I sung Rumor Has It during Hollywood Week.
Okay.
So it was an interesting journey. I was so happy to be there. I didn't expect to make it that far my first time. I was happy to see my friend go on because he had been multiple times and he finally got to go on, go to where he wanted to go. It was a great journey. It taught me a lot. And I'm grateful for it because I feel like to overcome fear is to keep at it, if that makes
right.
sense.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, Shadra, we're not forgetting about you. Don't worry.
No,
but I did want to ask
take your
you,
time.
Sandy, we had heard also that you had worked on a cruise line before. Is that
yes,
true?
Yes,
so
yes.
So that seems like it would be super awesome, uh-huh. but then in some ways it seems like it would be super tough because okay. it's like you're like trapped on the ship. You know, it's fun for 10 days maybe, but right. what I don't know. What was that like? Was that a...
Well, ship life, for all the listeners out there who have worked on the ship, you know, ship life is ship life. But I was blessed with one of the best friendships from doing that. Melba Moore, I had the chance, the honor to meet Melba Moore, and she has been like a godmother to me since. She was the star of our show. And so I feel like, I don't even, when I think about the ship, I don't even think about, you know, the seasickness and all that. Right. I think about the relationship that I formed with her because she has given me advice on this process, on how to be meek in this industry, how to carry myself, you know, and that's what I'm grateful for. As far as the whole ship experience. Yes, I did get seasick. Yes, you are trapped in a little cabin. I ain't gonna lie. But the money's great.
Okay. And last thing for you, and then we'll stop grilling you.
Okay.
I saw that it said, which you should deny this when you're in Wisconsin, okay. but that you've given up dairy. Is that true? You can't do that here.
No. I wouldn't say that I've given up dairy, but I do have to limit dairy.
Okay.
Right. I do have to limit. I can't have it as much as I love cheese.
Okay.
Like, oh, my God.
That's all we need to hear. You love cheese. We're good. Okay. That's all we need to know.
I do. I love cheese.
Talking with Sandy Lee and Shadra Ariel from The Color Purple, which is at Overture Hall through February 23rd. And Shadra, this is your first big professional gig.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much.
So walk us through getting the gig, like, so tell us a little bit about what that was like.
Okay, so I moved to L.A. many moons ago, mm-hmm. and I got a call from my agent letting me know there are auditions in New York. I said, okay, great. I'll send a self-tape because they gave me that option. And she messed up and assumed that I was flying out. She's like, okay, your audition is here in Manhattan. I was like, wait. I don't want to pay $500 for a ticket sure. and not be guaranteed a role. And then my other agent said, wait, you do know not flying all the way to New York does not guarantee you a part.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you're right. But if you already, if it's too late, then, you know, just I'll pay for the ticket. So she's like, no, it's not too late. Just think about it. Let me know. So I closed my eyes in my small apartment in L.A. And I was like, girl, you really want this. How bad do you want it? So I called my mom. I was like, Mom, this is what's going down. What should I do? And she was like, I'll pay for your ticket. I'll get you there. I don't care. So I went to New York for the callback, $500 in the hole. And, well, my mom's hole. And the next day I flew to L.A. And right before I got on the plane back to L.A., I called my agent. I was like, I don't know if I got it or not, but I really booked the room. And I feel really good about it. So just putting that out there. So I get to L.A. A few days later, I got the call back, and then I flew back.
So, but you had to fly all the way back not knowing.
Right. Yeah. So I flew back to New York for the call back and came back to L.A. the next morning. I got the call that I got it.
That's fantastic.
Amazing. Wow. So it's like, $1,000 later. It was worth it.
Sometimes it's a good investment.
Yep.
But you remember watching this movie as a child, yes. too, and that it meant a lot to you and the character of Sophia yes. as well.
Yes. Oh, my God. So it all started at 10 years old. I was watching the movie with my 12-year-old cousin, and she would always yell at me, like, stop rewinding it, because I always would play Oprah's scene. You told Oprah to beat me. So I'd be like, I was trying to learn it to just see and do whatever she did. And she was like, just play it. I memorized that monologue at the time. I didn't know it was a monologue. And then fast forward to Fantasia. We were big fans from American Idol. And we found out she was going to be Celie on The Color Purple. And we all flew out from Savannah to New York to see her. And I fell in love with musical theater then. Get to college. They bring it to college. I'm like, oh, my God, this is my moment. And then the day of auditions, I chicken out because I'm just so filled with fear and anxiety and it was just too much. So I signed on to be a prop manager because I was like, I just want to see the story every night. And that's when I saw every night in the wings that everyone on stage in the cast was living their dreams. And I was sitting here in fear, just staring, watching them pursue their dreams. And that's the moment I was like, okay, after this, I'm moving to LA. And that's when
wow,
I was like, okay, girl, life is way too short.
That's
act on your dreams, yeah.
Pretty gutsy.
Yeah.
So
I made it finally.
So Are you ready to meet Oprah?
Yes. Hello. Okay.
Well, we have a surprise for you.
Oprah, hold on.
I wish we had that power.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I wish we had that power. Don't.
Hello, Miss Winfrey. If you're listening.
The Color Purple runs through Sunday, February 23rd at Overture Hall. If you each got like just one sentence about why people should come see this play, this musical, what would you, what's
to
the reason?
To see them, right? No.
Yeah. Well, other than that.
Oh, wow. In one sentence?
I don't know. Couple of adjectives.
I feel as if this story has some element in it that can reach every person in that audience. There's something that you can grasp onto. Everybody needs love. Everybody needs to believe in themselves and know you can overcome whatever life throws at you. And I feel like that's what this story shows. And for me personally, I'm taking it personal now because it is personal to me. It's a story about Christ as well. So for all the believers out there, it's about at some point Celia goes back to Christ. So I feel like it's something for everybody. And it's a wonderful story with great music. So come see it. Come see us, y'all.
So my one sentence is, it's not about how many times you fall. It's about that one time you get up. And I think this story is really going to help that one person or that person that's going through, you know, just giving up on anything or giving up on life. Like, you can make it. We're all in this journey called life together.
Beautiful. So, ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Shedra Ariel and Sandy Lee, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.